Kalim chapter Mishnah 1. Eilu kalim matzilin b'tzmid p'sil. These are the utensils which protect with a tzmid p'til, with a proper seal. Meaning if the utensil is made of any of these substances and it's properly sealed, which we've mentioned a number of times, it will protect whatever is inside the container. So what are valid containers for this? Klei galalim, utensils made of dung. Klei avanim, utensils made of stone. Klei adama, utensils made of soil. Klei cheres, earthenware utensils, we've mentioned a number of times. Klei neser, also neser, which was a substance which was like an earthenware utensil. Atzmois hadag va'ira, the bones of a fish and its skin. Interesting, also, if you made a utensil out of that somehow, it would also be protect its contents. Atzmos chaya shebiyam va'ira, also if it was any other type of sea animal. And its skin, you could use their bones or skin to make a utensil. Uklei eitz hatohera, and also a wooden utensil. But what this is talking about is not just a normal wooden utensil, but a very big wooden utensil. If it can hold 40 seah. So I saw in the other commentary, says if it's got about one amma by three ammas, half a meter by half a meter by one and a half, that'll hold about 40 seah. Because it's so big, they learn out from Psukim that it's also, if you sealed it off, it would be impervious to impurity, to tumah, right? But a normal small wooden utensil doesn't have that same attribute. Matzilin bein mipiem bein mitzteihem, also it works if you seal off from the top, like the mouth, or if there's an opening on the side, and you seal it off on the side, that opening, that would also work. Bein yoshvin al shulain, also it works if the container's standing on its bottom. Bein tuma al tzidam, mutan al tzidam, or if it's turned on its side, meaning the container doesn't have to be upright. As long as it's sealed off, it will protect, you know, what's inside it. Hayu kfun al pien, interesting case, that if you take the container, you turn it upside down on its mouth. Matzilin kol shetachtein atatohim. It will protect whatever's in line with the walls of the container, even down like in the depths of the soil. So you take the container, you put it upside down on the ground, it will protect whatever's in line with the container. The interesting, the Rambam learns this is not the law of a sealed container. It's a different law that we project the walls of the container downwards, and in that way it will kind of like protect whatever's below the container buried deep in the ground. So he learns it's not a tzmid petil, kind of case. It's something else. Rebbe Lezer Matame, Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold of that halacha, but we don't pasken like him. Allah kol matzilin chutz miklecheres, and they protect everything, except for earthenware utensils, sha'enu matzil el al ha'oichalin, that they protect only food, v'alamashkin, and liquid, v'alklecheres, and other earthenware utensils. So this is that rabbinical decree. We actually mentioned it in Mishnah 9:2 with the metal funnel that was inside the sealed container, that the rabbis decreed that metal inside the sealed container, which was Beis Shammah, if you remember, is impure, and then Beis Hillel agreed with them. So they bring this Mishnah, is written after Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammah, this Mishnah was written, and a special rabbinical decree that an earthenware container can only protect food, drink, or other earthenware containers rabbinically. According to Torah law, protects everything. According to rabbinical law, only those things.